We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're focused in Washington on the 19 hours of questioning that has taken place for Amy Coney Barrett, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Aaron Katursky's been following these hearings. Aaron, what happens now?
Well, now the Judiciary Committee, Susan, is going to hear from a panel of legal experts to testify for and against Barrett's ascension to the Supreme Court. There's a procedural formality behind closed doors. They review her record, and then they'll probably take a vote next week. Almost certainly, Judge Barrett will be voted out of committee onto the full Senate, and almost certainly, the Senate has enough votes to elevate her to the Supreme Court, perhaps before Election Day.
All right. And is her part over? Does she attend these hearings today, even though other people are testifying?
No, her part is over. She's done. She faced about 20 hours of questions from the senators, and she declined to answer many of them, as nominees who came before her did. And she, you know, also declined to tip her hand on how she might rule in high-profile cases. But Democrats were chipping away as best they could, mainly on the Affordable Care Act. She has criticized the Affordable Care Act in the past, and it was Republicans surprisingly playing defense and downplaying the threat to a law they've sought to strike down from the beginning, and it's going to come before the Supreme Court just a week after the election. And Judge Barrett repeatedly took pains to say that she is an independent thinker and beholden to no one.
When we talked with you yesterday morning, Aaron, you were saying that Amy Coney Barrett was calm. She was terse when she needed to be. She was passionate at times, too, in all this questioning. Did anything change with that yesterday?
I think there were times where she got a little bit exasperated with the line of questions. You know, she repeatedly promised to keep an open mind and said neither Trump nor anyone else in the White House had tried to influence her views or tried to elicit a commitment in any particular case. The one bit of trouble that she might have had is where she continually faced President Trump's own words. And, you know, she clearly didn't want to take a position. But Democrats, you know, of course, have all the tweets and everything else that the president says to talk about the kind of judge that he would nominate. He said, of course, Roe v. Wade would be overturned because I'm going to appoint pro-life judges. And she had to sort of take pains to say, well, I'm not necessarily going to vote one way or another. All of his talk about the Affordable Care Act kind of put her on the defensive. And she strained to show distance from the president, and yet wouldn't always go all the way. Democrats said, well, can a president unilaterally move an election? And the Constitution clearly doesn't give the president power to do that, but she wouldn't commit. Can a president pardon himself? And again, she wouldn't really say anything that would firmly put distance between herself and the president.
Sure.
And so Democrats, you know, wanted a harp there.
All right. Aaron, thank you for the update. Aaron Katursky following the confirmation hearings in Washington for Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.